Welcome to Pearls of Wisdom. This is a place where we dig deep into the scriptures. We look for guidance from the Word of God, because that's the greatest place of wisdom.
I'll be back with another Pearl of Wisdom on the show today, which you always look forward to. And the past couple of weeks, Dr. Pearl has been talking to us about seeing, right? I think if you read your Bible often, you realize there's a couple of times where God says to you, see, behold, look. And that's been the conversation. Dr. Pearl, welcome back.
Thanks, C. Thanks. It's always great to be back. And I mean, yeah, I think, you know, your eyes should be fresh. It's the top of the year. So
no excuses.
Sure. No excuses. That's right. You can't say they're fatigued or it's been a long year. Your eyes should be nice, lecker fresh now. So yeah. So yeah, we've been talking about seeing and the importance of seeing and the dimensions of seeing, that there's a dimension of seeing with your spiritual eyes and your physical eyes as well. So today I want to talk about, seeing with your spiritual eyes, seeing with your spiritual eyes. And I also want to talk about it in relation to Isaiah 43:19, because also that's one of the scriptures that starts off by saying, see.
Yeah.
It's a command. You know, God says, see. It's one of my favorite scriptures, because God is talking about doing a new thing. And can you imagine how many new things have actually passed us by?
Ooh.
Because we fail to see. We fail to see. And here's the thing also, because we get so used to doing things in a traditional way, sometimes we fail to see new opportunities because we're used to doing things in a certain way. And one of the examples I'd like to use is the example of Isaac himself. If you go back to the story of his digging the wells, Isaac, you go back to Genesis, especially Genesis 25. You'll read about him digging the wells. Now, there's a point where Isaac is digging. I mean, he's putting all his krach in, king, king, you know. He's using his biceps, his triceps, his quadriceps, if there's anything such like a quadriceps, quinticeps, whatever,
septeps. All of them.
All them septs. He's hoeing. He's doing everything. And the Bible tells us that nothing happening. Why? Because the Philistines keep covering. They keep covering. And in fact, he names the two wells. And one of the things it says in that scripture is that he called the wells with the same name that his father used. Yes. And as a result, so what was he doing? He was following tradition. Yeah. He was following tradition. So sometimes when you follow tradition, you can go nowhere. Mm. You can go nowhere. And then it says that after a certain time, it says Isaac moved away from where his father's, you know, the ways, the protocols that his fathers were following. As soon as he moved away, that's when he got into his place of what? His Rehoboth. That's Rehoboth now, which means more room, greater space. Yeah. So what I'm saying is that sometimes you'll fail to see new opportunities because you're so used to doing things the old way. There's a story I love to tell sometimes when I'm preaching, and it's a story about a woman who's baking a chicken. Cooking a chicken. And when she cooks the chicken, she cuts it in half and she puts one half of the chicken in the oven. And then when it's done, she puts the other half of the chicken in. And then one day her daughter asked her, Mom, yo, what's up? What's up with this half a chicken kind of protocol?
What's going on?
What's going on? Why are you doing this? You know, don't you know we've got HCOM problems, ESCOM and stuff? Why are you going to waste electricity like this?
Yeah.
And then her mother says, I don't know. Go ask your grandmother. That's the way I saw her cooking the chicken. And then she goes to grandma. Grandma, why are you doing this? No, I don't know. Go ask your great-grandmother. Great-grandma, why do you cook chicken like this? And then the great-grandmother says, well, honey, when we were growing up, the ovens were very, very small. So it couldn't fit the whole chicken. So we had to cut the chicken in half and then put one half at a time. Now, of course, it's no longer like that. The oven can take the full chicken.
Yes.
But the great-granddaughter, which is this young girl's mother, is still cooking the chicken like that. Just tradition. So yeah. You're doing things traditionally, not understanding the reason, the rationale behind it, but just following tradition. And you miss out on opportunities. So here you are, it takes you twice as long to cook a chicken that you could have cooked in half the time, saved yourself some electricity just by following a tradition. So I'm just saying, you know, make sure that we see. God is saying, see. So let's see, because failing to see can now, we'll fail to see some opportunities that are squarely placed in front of us because we're just so caught in doing things a certain way. Because my mom did it that way, because my dad did it that way. And so let our eyes be spiritually open enough so that we can see and not fail to see the new opportunities. Because God talks about, see, I will do a new thing.
Mm.
How many new things and opportunities have we lost and failed to see? How many Rehoboth opportunities that God wanted to place us in and move us away to a new place, a new land, a new territory. But we were so used to the old ways of doing things that we fail to see. So, yeah, that's the one for today. We'll have one other little one session more on C.
Yes.
And I hope people will be encouraged.
Dr. Pearl, you know when they say, I don't know what they say in English, is it short and sweet or but straight to the point? But
yeah.
Like
it must ngena.
No, I grabbed it. I understood it. I saw it in the spirit and I get what you're saying. That's thank you great. So much for today. We'll catch up again next week.
Awesome.